5:15 in the evening. About 30 volunteers huddle in a side office at the Big Bend Homeless Coalition cafeteria.
Is there anyone else waiting to check in?
Outside, it's just started pouring rain. One of the team leaders, Vicky Butler, has just come in from an all-day shift, and she's about to go back out for the night shift.
We're just before delirious. We've been up for a few days at this point, so...
Butler tells volunteer coordinator David Langle-Martin her team's plan has changed.
There is no way I'm going to be able to actually talk to people in a camp. It's just raining too hard.
So stay in?
We're going to have to stay in. We're going to have to go do shelters. That's the only way.
All over the U.S., the point-in-time homelessness count happens at the end of January. Tallahassee's effort spans 3 days and requires the help of each of the volunteers. Doug Marsh is a designated photographer. After talking to homeless people, he takes their picture to prevent duplication.
Because I'm able. You know, some people aren't. So, you know, you have to look at the ability of the people that can do it, you know. And everybody can't do that. So the people that are able to do that need to volunteer to do things, you know.
Lindsay Green says she came because she heard about the homeless census in a Florida State University social work class.
So I think this will give me a good experience in working with people who are, you know, dealing with very unique struggles and get a better idea of the homeless community living in Tallahassee because I'm a part of this community as well.
Another volunteer is stapling together survey packets the workers will take to shelters and camps. Before getting counted, people must agree to answer questions about their needs and living conditions. They're often compensated with a $5 restaurant gift card. As the troops gather around tonight's team leaders, coordinator David Langle-Martin is verifying the next day's weather forecast. Tallahassee is expecting its first snow in 25 years. Finally, he decides to call off the final morning of counting.
Since we can't go out in the morning, that means that we lose potentially a lot of people that we were planning on seeing in the morning. So
he says between 6 and 10 campsites were on the list. Now the only hope of surveying their inhabitants is if those people go to an emergency shelter for the night. Workers here estimate the surveyors find at most 2/3 of the area's actual homeless population. And sometimes, as we'll see in a minute, it's because people don't want to be counted. By now, the rain's let up enough that Vicky Butler decides to take her two volunteers in search of a campsite she thinks she saw earlier. It's behind a popular shopping plaza.
How do you guys do with climbing hills? Coming into camp? Anybody home? Hey guys, I'm from the Big Bend Homeless Coalition. Yeah. We're doing surveys for the point in time count. I got a $5 gift card. Alright, buddy. Do you need blankets?
The two people at the camp won't be counted because they refused the survey. But Butler says she doesn't blame them for not trusting the rest of society.
The homeless population gets brutalized for being homeless. Because that guy's up there. Somebody could come burn down his tent. Somebody could beat him up. I had a client that got beat over the head with a baseball bat because he was asleep in a park. And that really happened.
Whether it's because people refuse to be surveyed or volunteers simply don't find them, Big Bend Homeless Coalition employees say the numbers will never truly reflect the area's homeless population. As Nick Evans reports, that has an impact on the local agencies that provide services to this segment of society.